Hello, I'm Allison McGee, and I am here to read the first couple pages of Chapter 1 from my novel All Rivers Flow to the Sea. Here is the school bus. Here is the school bus door. Here are the school bus steps. Put your right foot on the bottom one. Haul your left leg up to the next. Here is Mean Katie, the bus driver, scowling out the big bus window. Here is your backpack, heavy and hurting your shoulders. Where is your sister Ivy, who should be behind you, shoving at you to hurry up? Ivy is not here. You and your sister had an accident. Now you are on the bus. Walk down the aisle. There is an empty seat. Sit down. Now everyone is on the bus. Now Katie shuts the door and shoves the big black gear stick. Your first day back at school is over. Jimmy Wilson is next to you on the old green vinyl seat. Jimmy Wilson, who has been silently in love with you since kindergarten. The bus jolts and bumps and groans and grinds its way around the curves of the Stearns Gorge. You're back on the bus. Your sister Ivy and you had an accident. The world should have stopped, but it didn't. 1 month has passed since that day of the accident that you and your sister were in. 1 month has passed since that day at the end of March when time plucked you up and set you down again here in this new place. In that month, Katie, the bus driver, has stopped wearing her Derry Lee windbreaker, and Jimmy Wilson stopped wearing the fur hat that his uncle brought back from Russia. No more winter boots, no more mittens and scarves. Brown grass is now green. Every class has marched on. Goodbye, Romeo and Juliet. Hello, Hamlet. Goodbye, World War II. Hello, Korea. Goodbye, rudiments of string theory, and hello, chaos complexity. Your sister Ivy and you had an accident. The world should have stopped, but it didn't. The world kept on going. I began this novel probably 20 years ago, in a way, when I read a collection of poems by Louise Erdrich, and the collection was her first book ever. It was titled Jacklight, and one of the poems in the book was a sister talking very intimately about one of her sisters, and the ending line of that poem was underlined in the book, and it was, "Sister, there is nothing I would not do." And that line has haunted me ever since, because I am the oldest of three sisters, and I know so well that sense of devotion and passion that you feel for those people so close to you. About 6 years ago, one of my friends, who also is a poet, coincidentally, and I were walking along the bluffs of the Mississippi River here in Minnesota. I've been to the source of it in northern Minnesota. It's just a little spring that bubbles out of the ground, and I know that it winds and wends its way south and empties into the Gulf of Mexico. So I like to think about that as I walk along. And my friend made a comment that some people are born as still water people, and others are born as moving water people. And I've come to realize that although I used to be a still water person, I am now a moving water person. And somehow that line from the poem, "Sister, there is nothing I would not do," joined together in my mind with that sense of water, and I wanted to write a book about sisters and that sort of devotion, and a book about water. And this is the result of that desire.